This is a recast of the 1700-word piece, 7 Helpful Koi Pond Cleaning and Maintenance Tips from Midwest Pond Features. This article discusses 7 tips for cleaning and maintaining a koi pond. Let's listen in.
So, if you own a koi pond, it's important to know the proper cleaning and maintenance tips in order to keep a healthy and beautiful pond.
We will be discussing 7 helpful tips that will keep your pond looking its best.
The initial suggestion is to regularly examine your water and uphold its quality. It's crucial to sustain the FEA levels between 7 and 8.5, with an ideal temperature of 59 degrees Fahrenheit to 77 degrees Fahrenheit or 15 degrees Celsius to 25 degrees Celsius. The levels of dissolved oxygen should be 6 to 8 milligrams per liter.
Yeah, and make sure you use reliable testing kits and adjust pH levels using appropriate chemicals or additives. You should also maintain proper filtration and clean or replace filter media, as well as feed your koi at the right amounts and remove any uneaten food from the pond.
The second tip is to skim and remove debris from the surface of the pond. This will help preserve water quality by preventing organic matter from decomposing, as well as promote oxygen exchange for fish health.
You can manually skim using nets or skimmers, or use surface skimmers to remove debris automatically. Nets with 5 mesh can capture even smaller debris so that thorough cleaning and debris removal can be achieved.
Tip 3 is to vacuum the pond bottom. This prevents the buildup of organic matter and sludge, as well as maintains water clarity and quality. You will want to disconnect any electrical devices and turn off pumps before you start.
It's important that you position the vacuum so that the nozzle or head is in contact with the bottom of the pond. Then start the vacuum and slowly move it across the pond bottom. Check and empty the collection bag or clean the filter regularly to maintain optimal suction and efficiency.
Tip 4 is about maintaining your filters properly. Filters are responsible for removing debris, excess nutrients, and harmful substances from your system. It's important to inspect them regularly for clogging or damage, rinse or backwash them to remove debris, and only rinse them when necessary but not too often. Additionally, you should clean your quartz sleeves and replace your UV bulbs every year for UV clarifiers, sterilizers.
Yeah, keeping up with routine filter maintenance is key in having a clean and healthy pond ecosystem.
Tip 5 is all about controlling and preventing algae. You can reduce sunlight exposure by installing structures that provide shade or using plants that grow in water. To balance nutrient levels, avoid overfeeding and remove excess debris. To improve water circulation and aeration, use pumps and aerators.
You can also use algicides or biological treatments. Just make sure you follow instructions for application.
Tip 6 is all about monitoring fish health by doing regular health checkups. This will promote overall well-being and longevity for your fish, as well as allow for early detection of any diseases or infections, which can be treated promptly.
During your health checkup, do a visual inspection for abnormalities or wounds. Test your parameters regularly. Quarantine new fish in a separate tank. And seek professional advice if needed from a veterinarian or a specialist.
Finally, tip 7 is about seasonal maintenance and winterizing. In the spring, you should clean up any debris, check your equipment, and start feeding your fish gradually. During the summer, you need to monitor the temperature, control algae, and maintain your filters. In the fall, you should remove leaves, trim plants, and adjust feeding. During the winter, you need to reduce feeding, protect your pond from freezing, and ensure insulation with a net and de-icer or aerator. Also, do not feed your fish when the temperature drops below 50 degrees Fahrenheit or 10 degrees Celsius.
Taking these steps will help protect your koi during winter months, while also giving your pond a chance to rest in preparation for springtime growth and life.
That's it for today.